It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hello, and I don't know if it's good morning or good evening, but welcome to the Deadline Dilemmas ahead of game week 37, so the penultimate game week, and we're both on bench boost as well. So are you well prepared for it, Praz?
As are 90% of the top 10k, top 100k. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how this has turned out to be the only week where people are looking to bench boost. There were a few people looking at 34 and some Mavericks who did it in single game weeks. But yeah, this is the week. So everyone, welcome to bench boost week, or 90% of you anyway.
I was really surprised how many people have still got it, because so used to, you know, getting a small edge because some people blow their chips early or think they're in the top 100k because they've used all their chips, and they haven't.
I wish they did it in 34. Instead, they free hit it and smashed us.
Well, yeah, no, exactly. I mean, again, I was surprised how many people still had free hit in 34. People are spawning chips. There's still probably a few triple captains knocking about as well from the ones that don't have bench boost.
People who follow Andy Martin, basically.
Yeah, all of those people. Yep. Good luck on your rise from 1 million.
All of those persons, one or two.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we won't talk about who's captaining. We don't want to promote it too much, but
exactly,
it'd be interesting.
So you asked my bench boost questions. I mean, I'm a bit like beach mode. I was telling you before this podcast, right? I mean, the thing is, when you wildcard in 35, which is already late, you have sort of planned how the path is in the next three moves. And then when, you know, in my case, when we'll come to my team, Cher and Maguire get injured, that's like two transfers taken out of your hand, because you have to take care of those injuries because it's bench boost week. So you're making two transfers as defensive transfers leading into bench boost, and then next week everyone's going to get a third Arsenal. I just feel like I'm sort of done, right? You know, I mean, the season's done, and I'll finish where I finish.
It does feel like going through the motions now. Although, I mean, there is one thing. I mean, a lot of us who wildcarded, I mean, I was literally maybe a week ago, I was thinking, I think it was just after we recorded this, I thought to myself, if Cher's back, and there was another injury, wasn't there, last week? Oh, Edison. If Cher and Edison are back, I was actually thinking I might have to burn a transfer. And now I'm in a situation where I might have to do a hit. And I'm just looking at, you know, possibly changing players who I'd have been considering on wild card anyway. And we are just waiting for that key news as well. Like, so we're recording this, it's Thursday night. It's quite late on Thursday. I think this is coming out Friday morning. So later this afternoon, people are going to be lucky, and they're going to have press conference news, hopefully. Although we are relying a lot of people on Newcastle and Man United.
I mean, to be fair, Ten Hag is, if he's fit, if Bruno's fit, Ten Hag will say he's fit. Trippier, don't expect anything. Cher, I mean, I think I've lost hopes anyway. So I think Newcastle don't expect anything, even from ITKs or from the manager. From Man United, you can still expect, at least you will know if he's fit. He will say if he's fit.
And by he, you mean Bruno, right? Bruno Fernandes.
Well, Ten Hag will say if Bruno is fit. And if Ten Hag is iffy, then that means he is iffy. You know, it's not like he's hiding it.
I mean, he was iffy last week, wasn't he? When a lot of people, you know, got bench jammed, basically. And there was
You got bench jammed. I haven't talked about it.
I was one bench of them. I was one. Yeah, I know. I actually got the minutes right. That's all. What I did, for people who don't know, I thought Richarlison, we talked about it last week, I thought Richarlison would be benched because the comments in the press conference. Yeah. So I put Maguire ahead of Richarlison on the bench. When Richarlison was benched, I was delighted. I was like, I've got this right. And then obviously Maguire and Bruno have both missed out.
That's some good fortune. Yeah, I got Poro.
I know. I was thinking about you, because I could have been in that problem, you know, with defenders as well. But it was just because my defenders weren't as good, I had to bring Ben White in. And that's basically 6 free points instead of getting Poro or Maguire. But we didn't know Maguire was injured before the deadline.
Exactly. And I actually benched Bruno as well. So I got no jam because I basically called that, you know, Bruno was probably, because all everybody else returned. Everybody else had a good week. But anyway, we don't need to talk about that. It's a long way back. Let's look into the future, I guess.
Let's do it. But just we both got the minutes right there. Yeah. I just got rewarded and you just got punished.
Poro could have had a one pointer or a bonus, you know, for three bonuses. Yeah. He got early season for nothing.
Oh, I know.
But alas, alas.
Oh, I don't miss those days. Although I own him now. But anyway, shall we get on to, because I know you put together, actually, I didn't even ask where this came from, but you gave
this
me
is from Rob T, but this is for later. I think
okay.
When we come to game week 38, in Discord, basically, I didn't even ask him, by the way. Rob T shared a chart, which is basically to show what is the probability that the league is over by game week 38. Because a lot of people are thinking, shall we actually chase some upside in game week 37 versus shall we save two free transfers going into game week 38? So that chart will come in handy to show that actually there's a very high likelihood that the league is actually still in play. And those two teams will have a lot to play for. So if you have six players from those teams heading into game week 38, plus let's add three from Chelsea, because a lot of people are trying to get Chelsea who have a good fixture, add or two from Chelsea at a minimum, add three from Spurs who play Sheffield United. I think teams will look very good in 38 anyway. So I would say use your transfers to maximize this week if you can. And of course, some people, if you need to take a hit, then take a hit.
That's the thing, because the option's so bad this week, as in the bench boost option, you know, the defenders and stuff, that I almost can't think about 38. I've seen some people doing it, but you're relying on a lot of information that's to come. And
exactly,
I want to nail my bench boost personally, even though it's looking harder and harder. Also, I've just realised we started this off sounding very negative. You said you're on the beach. I said that the options are awful, but there are options and there's decisions to make. So
correct. And people haven't wildcarded in 35, so they may be looking at hits. They may be looking at two or three transfers. So we should, like you mentioned, I think let's go defence. Well, goalkeeper, defence, midfield, attack. What are we thinking in terms of transfers in, players, sell or buy?
Should we come to goalkeepers last? Because I feel like that's the position where once you've got your triple up, you're kind of blocked from certain assets and you're going to go like the best of the rest.
Best for last.
So,
I get it.
So best for last. So should we start with defenders? Because
let's do that.
We know that Maguire is definitely ruled out. That's a big one. Obviously, people have carried Cher and there was conflicted information. I mean, Howe said he's out for the season. I think Cher himself has told the Swiss press that he doesn't think he's out for the season, but that could just be because he wants to play in the Euros and it could be a game week 38. He makes, you know, 20 minutes or half an hour off the bench, couldn't it? Like,
Exactly. Yeah. So he's out. I mean, for all practical purposes, we have to assume he's out.
Yeah. So another one you need to replace. And then there's Van Heek. So I guess there's three.
Even Gusto.
Oh, of course, yes. I've seen, I was quite, I thought on when we were on Scoutcast, I said I thought Gusto would start one. And then I've seen people like Harry talking about it and they seem quite confident, not confident, but they put some doubt in my mind that he'll even start one.
Well, even if he starts just one, basically the doubt is it's very unlikely he starts both because Chelsea have been doing very well without him. They've got this new system going with Cucurella actually inverting. So there is no reason for him to completely change. Now, Poch has done stranger things early season with fit players. So in a way, him having a smaller squad with a lot of injuries has actually helped. But yeah, I think it's unlikely. And you could still take the view that you chance it with Gusto because defender options don't have a lot of upside. But at the same time, if you're missing like a key, like a third City or a third Chelsea or a third Newcastle even, I would say, or a third Spurs, I think it's worth then moving him on if it doesn't require a hit. If it requires a hit, that's another complication. Would you do Gusto to a Spurs defender for a hit? I'm not that sure. Like, you know, the upside isn't there.
No, because again, this goes back to what I was thinking on Monday. I mean, let's say he just gets a point because, you know, defenders are bad. Whether he starts or not, he could just get, you know, a point. Then if you do the hit, you're deducting 4 points further off that. It does make you wonder if his 1 point that he gets, and obviously it could be more, is better than doing the hit. I mean, it's definitely better than Maguire, for example.
Expected points, I mean, there's not many defenders who'll be over five. I mean, I can maybe think of maybe Poro, Guardiol, or a City defender. Maybe a Newcastle defender, but that's it.
I mean, it'd be the new... I mean, Burn probably is. And I guess if you knew the minutes, which we don't, of the wing-backs or full-backs, I mean, Livramento or Hall or Trippier, you know, if we knew one of them was going to get 180 or 160 plus, they probably would be worth it. But again, we don't know for sure, do we? Exactly. Sounds like Trippier's just come back from an injury. So is he going to play twice? Probably not. And then Livramento and Hall, they've both been playing well by all accounts. So, yeah.
It's tricky. I mean, it even makes... So that's on the sales, right? So Gusto out, Maguire out, Van Heck out, and Scher out. So ins, like... So we talked about City. Now, with City, there's obviously a couple of routes, right? You can obviously go Edison. Some people have Edison. I'm not a fan, unless you're completely in a luxury position that your whole team is fine, that you're doing Edison to someone and Maguire or Scher to a Guardiola. In isolation, it probably is higher points, expected points. Mm-hmm. But using two free transfers rather than just carrying another transfer to Game Week 38, where, you know, we'll get a lot of leaks. We may find out, you know, for a Foden bench or some news which you can react to. Last season, if you remember, Jesus and Kane were the two where people were saying, okay, they're starting. So people jumped on them. I got both in, both hauled. I even captained Jesus. So
nice.
Game Week 38, there can be stuff that you can do. So City defender only if you can get to it. Some people have triple attack, which is also okay. I don't remember you were considering that. But City defender still is the highest sort of expected, you know, team with the highest expected clean sheet, also highest upside.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do the Edison to Guardiola move either. I mean, I guess one of the reasons, I guess we didn't go with Guardiola is because we had to predict him to start so many games in a row. Now you'd only have to predict, what, three in a row?
Yeah, and he's playing really well. And he didn't have that information of the previous game where he was so attacking. I mean, he was even before at wildcard. But yeah, you were taking a punt on four consecutive starts. Now it's three, and you could get there.
I even felt as recently as last week. I mean, Andy FPL mode, he was looking at a City defender and he went for Walker. And I actually liked that because I did think he had more chance of playing every game. But I guess the later and later we get, the more... Like, if you were just picking between Guardiola and Walker now, I think it's quite clear which way you'll go. Although you're not going to gain much rank by doing it.
Correct.
If that's a, you know, something people are looking at, maybe then. Plus, who knows? Maybe Rico Lewis will get a game and people will jump on him.
No, I mean this is. Yeah. I mean, it's a good segue into Arsenal. Like, I mean, I think what we now know is mathematically, there is no chance that City will win the league by the second game, which happened last season, if you remember. Then they completely rotated. So you will get two good games. And if there's rotation happens in the final game week, so be it. Like, you know, by then you will have a fit 15-player squad, or hopefully fit 15-player squad. You can just bench them. This is the week where you need them.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny in 38, because obviously Arsenal have got home to Everton. So you've got people have got plenty of defenders from Arsenal, and then there's going to be the Spurs defenders as well that people have, mainly Porro. They've got Sheffield United. Yeah. So, and to be honest, there's so many goals in game week 38. I'm probably going to want to play three at the back. So yeah, they're not going to be a problem. But just looking at budget assets, because I know we talked about obviously Maguire. I've got that problem myself. Van Heck, the, you know, the cheaper ones. And I mean, maybe if we find out Bruno's out, there'd be a bit more money knocking around. But at the moment, there's not. I mean, who's your favourite absolute budget, like if we say like 4.5 or less?
I mean, Burn is more now, right? 4.7. So I think Newcastle defender, Spurs defender, Everton defender, those are the three that come to my mind.
Yeah,
so if you're going below Burn, then maybe Livramento, but for that, I, you know, you need to basically know that Trippier is not going to start both games, which seems unlikely as things stand. So if he's not going to start both games, maybe you think Hall starts one and Livramento starts both. So that's a plausible solution. So Livramento could be it, but he's not 100% nailed to start both. I don't think so.
Like, no.
You know, you just never know.
He seems like, to me, because I might actually go there, Livramento, it seems like Gusto with upside, as in he could play both. He could start neither.
I don't think he just goes out and Hall starts both, right?
So
if Trippier starts both.
So does that make him better than an Everton defender? Because obviously I know Everton have got the fixture, but it's only one fixture. And I guess with Livramento, you're just hoping you get the two fixtures.
Possibly. But then the Everton defender you want is probably Branthwaite or Tarkowski, right? Or is there a cheaper one?
I mean, you're not going to go Young, are you? And I don't know how much Young is.
So it's one of those. So that's 4.5, 4.6. Those guys, and I think they're fine. And the nice thing about the Everton defender is you play him this week, and then next week you don't need to worry because you already have a Poro, let's say, or if you have double defense, you could play a Chelsea defender, you could play an Arsenal defender next week, you could play a City defender. They all have superb fixtures, so
Yep.
they can just sit on your bench. You only get them for Sheffield United at home.
Yeah, we're not going to struggle for defenders in 38. Although that is famous last words when Arsenal go full rotation. But yeah, so we've talked about City. I think, yeah, you talked about Everton. That really is, I really think that's it. I've seen some people talking
Brighton.
about Brighton. Yeah, it's like
Yeah.
Webster. And I mean, Webster's a funny one because if you see, he was getting close to being at, in the England squads like a while ago. And then he's just completely dropped off since Van Hek came in. He's had some injuries. Webster comes back in. So he was highly rated. It doesn't feel like that long ago. But the fixtures are just horrific. And the Brighton predictors are spooked. So they never say this player's going to start too, unless it's Gross or Dunk. And even then, it's there'd be a caveat, like it'd be 95% because maybe someone else will play instead of Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look, I mean, I have the lowdown from, again, shout out to FPL underscore Instinctive. He's a
Yes.
Twitter account who's a big Brighton fan. So he's done a good cheap defender thread if you want to look out for it. I retweeted it if you want to see it on my profile. His view is that the potential backline, basically Dunk, Webster, and Igor are the center backs. Veltman and Gross are the right backs, and Igor and Barco are the left backs. So basically, he thinks that if Igor starts left, then Webster will start because it's only Dunk and Webster who are the center backs, fit center backs.
Okay.
If Barco starts, who's the young left back, then Igor could start center back with Dunk, and then Webster would miss out. So according to him, there's a 70% chance that Webster starts both games, which is reasonably high.
Okay. But Igor will start regardless then.
Igor could also miss out if Barco plays and Webster plays instead.
Okay. Yeah.
So he thinks basically Veltman, well, Dunk number one, but he's expensive. Veltman number two, slightly higher percentage of starting both because Gross could play in the midfield. And then Webster number three, and then Igor and Barco are similar. So that's where he is in terms of his assessment. But look, at the end of the day, remember, Brighton's fixtures, the two games are very hard. So it's not like you expect a clean sheet anyway.
I think that's the thing. I think when you're having to read threads to predict who's going to start, and even then it's not 100%, and that's obviously not the predictor's fault. That's, that's De Zerbi's fault. Do we want to start having to gamble with that with bad fixtures? That's probably why I much prefer gambling on Livramento or even Hall. There might be some people that prefer Hall, spend that extra point too.
I
So,
think Livramento is better than Hall, personally.
no, I agree. I agree, and I think that's the way I'll go. But then there's part of me that thinks if a lot of people do that, do I just really roll the dice? Because I mean, we're talking about now because at bench boost, we're talking about like the 15th player, aren't we? And that's exactly what Maguire was to people. That's what Van Heck was to people. That they're 15th man. Yeah. So it's not. It's maybe we're giving it too much thought, but
No, you're hoping to get
yeah,
lucky, basically. You're hoping,
yeah.
I mean, this is what people were hoping at Maguire, like a bullet header in two games, and then your quid's in with your bench boost. And
It's the dream.
similarly, if you went for a Burn or a Romero, or so we haven't talked about a second Spurs defender. I mean, I'm not a fan, but I may have to do it if Bruno is fit because it's just Burnley at home. But my problem with going for a second Spurs defender in my setup is I already have two Arsenal defenders. If I have two Spurs defenders, I'm almost wasting a slot because all four of them have a superb fixture in game week 38. Two are home to Everton, two are away to Sheffield United. I'd rather have a second Spurs attacker than a second defender, but on bench boost, you may not have any other choice.
It was a bit like I was mentioning earlier about when I've looked at the 38 team. We've got so many good defenders. Because, I mean, something I've looked at is she's bringing a third Arsenal defender this week, which we've not talked about. But that's got two problems. First of all, the problem you mentioned with the Spurs defender that you want to play four at the back. And secondly, it blocks, Saka, Havertz, all the fun punts that we're going to have in game week 38. So,
Correct,
I mean, would
correct.
you stump up for Romero if you went for the second Spurs?
Again, money is really not an issue at the moment
Well,
if it
speak for
funds you
yourself,
something. I mean, no,
Raz.
but what I mean is, if you can get to a Romero, and if it still affords you a move like a Bruno to Saka or a Bruno to Havertz or Gordon to Havertz or Gordon to Saka, these are going to be the moves in game week 38 as things stand. If it can still get you there, for example, if Bruno's out, then yeah, I can do a Romero because I'll have a lot of money, but then I'd rather go on to Richarlison. So if Bruno is fit, then I have no choice but to get Romero, because I will never be able to get Richarlison, because I'll want to get an Arsenal midfielder next week. So I'll probably have to get Romero. So that's where I am, basically.
I think it'd be the Richarlison pain for me, because like you say, 38 as well. I mean, maybe you could bench the Romero in 38, because it's still an away game, isn't it? And that's Spurs. So, but again, like you say, blocking Richarlison, you'd have to end up doing a hit if you want to bring him in for 38.
Correct.
And correct.
I think all the guys we've talked about, they probably are better in the double than the Arsenal guys. So if you can get to the doubler, get to the doubler. Because Arsenal are away to Man United. Look, they could keep a clean sheet. But in terms of clean sheet odds, even Everton have higher clean sheet odds this week than Arsenal, I think, if I remember Rob T's data correctly. But then
I
you
do
could
have
still
that, actually. I'll just put it on the screen. While
you could still make a case to go for an Arsenal defender, basically losing some points on the bench boost, but then getting an extra player that you will play in Game Week 38. So it's a little bit team-dependent, but I can also see some teams going for an Arsenal defender this week as well.
Yeah, like you say, so I know you can't see this, Praz, but Everton have got 38% chance of a clean sheet, and then Arsenal away at United is 34%.
Correct.
And so I guess that can change depending on, you know, Bruno news. I mean, Rashford's back in training, for example. Who else was in training? It was Martinez.
And Martinez,
yeah.
Which is good for playing out of the back, but you need Bruno. Like, who's going to receive the ball? Basically, it's Martinez or Varane passing to Bruno, Bruno finding Rashford or Garnacho, and then them making a run. This is basically how we play. And this is why we got smashed by Crystal Palace, because nobody can pass the ball apart from Bruno, apparently. So,
As we're sort of segueing into midfielders, and we were talking about Man United, what do you think about Garnacho now? Like, if someone has Garnacho, because, I mean, if it's, let's say Bruno's out, I mean, would you even look at Bruno to Garnacho? No.
I mean, Garnacho is not an option if Bruno's out. I mean, we're not scoring. So he's okay. I mean, he's obviously he'll play twice, but Man United will lose, like, badly, both to Newcastle and to Arsenal. So I don't see a lot of goals without Bruno. Of course, if Bruno is nearly fit or he's almost there and you have a Garnacho, I think he's fine. He's fine to play, because with Bruno, I think I still expect us to score two or three goals over these two games, which is not a lot, but it's decent. So he could still be involved.
I mean, what I find quite funny, so Man United are projected to score three goals over the double, but it's 1.08 at Old Trafford against Arsenal, and then nearly two against Newcastle. So even though we've, you know, Newcastle look like some of the best defensive assets, it just shows how bad the defenders are. I mean, I was even looking at like going for a Palace defender. Could that work? But again, they're away from home. So even teams with good fixtures.
Like, Wolves are good as a clean sheet fixture for opponents, I think. So, yeah, I think LR is looking at that. And I think, you could look at Palace defender as well.
I feel like if it was at home, though, I think I'd be all over it. I think then most people would be all over it. But because it's away, there's a lot of these teams. I just scroll through the fixtures at the start of the week without looking at the odds. And I'm just like, which games actually look good? And there's really not many. I mean, West Ham against Luton is probably one. But you're not going to trust a West Ham defender. So, So we've gone 23 minutes already. So let's move on to midfield.
I think it's midfield is going to be simply, is Bruno out? And if Bruno's out, because there's seven picks in midfield, right? Son, Palmer,
Gordon.
Foden. Yeah. Foden, those are locked, like the three.
Yep.
And then there's the other guys like Gordon, Bruno, KDB, and
Richarlison. Yeah.
Four. And people can only get two of them. So this is where the problem is. If Bruno is out, it solves that, because a lot of people who've got Bruno will either get Gordon or Richarlison. Like, you might get Gordon, who you don't have. I might get Richarlison, who I don't have. So it almost solves the problem. If he's fit, then you just live with, you know, you've chosen your poison 2 weeks ago or whichever way you went, and you just live with that. And you won't get Gordon, I won't get Richarlison. So I think that's where people are landing in midfield. And I don't think it's the time to switch. But it's a question for people not who didn't wildcard. How do you prioritize these guys, like, out of these four? Because I think Foden, Palmer and Son, everybody will have, or you should have. Those are the priorities. Yep.
It's a bit frustrating, actually, the way you talk about that, because I guess you're right. If Bruno's out, it means everyone's using a transfer just to basically converge even more, like you say, because I would go for Gordon. The only reason I would would maybe not consider it because it blocks Livramento, and then you're back in that hell hole of trying to pick a good defender when there aren't any. But yeah, so the only other player I could really think of is Gross, as in if you wanted to break out of the players you've listed.
Gross, Livramento versus Gordon Richarlison. Gordon Tarkowski. I still prefer.
I mean, personally, I can't even afford Tarkowski because I've got 4.2. Yeah, so I'm just going into
Webster
the
level.
I mean, no, it basically is Webster level. So there's going to be interesting things like that. But yeah, it's going to converge a bit. So I hope Bruno's fit just for that reason, so it keeps it a little bit more.
Johnny Evans is cheap as well.
Oh, but God,
no, don't go there. I didn't say that in defenders.
No.
So let's not talk about defenders.
No.
Midfield is actually fairly easy. You need to pick your which guy you want to go against, right? I'm quite comfortable going against De Bruyne. I still am. I was pleased to see, you know, City scoring all these goals and him not being involved, even though he was lively. We'll see. I mean, maybe he punishes me, but I'm comfortable. I'm not comfortable going against Richarlison, but luckily he is lowly owned. So if Bruno's fit, I'll just accept my fate and go without him. And maybe you are the same with Gordon, if Bruno's fit.
Yeah, I am. And I guess a lot of this, because they're quite close, Richarlison and Gordon, I guess ownership's going to come into it a lot as well. Because I've seen some people that are top 1K, they're talking about basically bringing in Gordon because they don't have him just to block the huge EO. But then if someone's really chasing, I mean, Richarlison was 0.3 EO the week before and then 0.1 this week, because obviously a lot of people benched him. I mean, he's not owned by anyone. I think that is definitely going to change. I mean, I've seen a lot of people talking about him this week. And I don't know, I find it fun because of the ownership more than anything. Maybe the minutes won't be there. It sounds very likely it's going to start against Burnley, which is the one we care about.
Exactly.
But yeah, midfielders all depends on Bruno. Like, I'm not going to do Bruno to Gordon if Bruno's fit. That's not for me.
Correct. And we don't have the transfers. Like, you can understand some people with luxury moves who didn't pick Maguire and Cher in their wildcard teams that could look at it, which is also okay. But I just think Bruno's fine. I'd be actually happy if Bruno's fit, because a lot of people would have turned against him and gone elsewhere. So maybe that's the, you know, your upside. People are looking for that one pick that can get you up the ranks. Maybe Bruno is that one. But there's other left field picks. You can go straight to an Arsenal midfielder if you feel like it. You can go to the Chelsea talisman or the new talisman, Madueke. I'm obviously joking. But he's, you know, it's punt season. So if you wanted to go there, that's also fine.
No, I've seen people talking about him. And I guess it's not surprising after the amount of points he scored recently. But yeah, I think a lot of people are tripled up on Chelsea as well. So a lot of these conversations, I mean, we've obviously talked about Livramento. Sorry to talk about a defender again. A lot of people can't go there because they've got three. Yeah. Newcastle, so they're not even going to look at that or entertain that discussion. And people like us who've got three Chelsea, we're not even going to look at Madueke. But
exactly,
if someone's not tripled up and they can't get to Jackson because it just makes no sense for them, why not? Like, really, why not? Like,
not a bad pick.
No. So, and then forwards, which I think is very straightforward. I mean, some people are waiting for Callum Wilson news.
So he had an Instagram post today that he's like almost the end or something. Basically, it was a training photo, obviously telling people that I'm fit. So that sort of kills Isak, not as an option, but I was actually on Monday thinking, is he a captain? Can you flirt with Isak captain? Because which is the game in which a team can score 5-2 times? I think it's Newcastle, because Brighton look a little bit poor, not in the Villa game, but generally Man United look very poor. So there's like 7-8 goals. And if Isak gets 4 of those, you're in business. So I was tempted. But with Wilson fit, I mean, it's not the same thing.
No. And I mean, does that kill Gordon slightly? Not kill him, because you're not going to sell him.
It does dampen him.
He'd become the third best attacker.
Yeah.
But then it's probably an even better attack. So
yeah, but, you know, Wilson will take the pen. Because apparently, again, LR was saying this, that after the match, they said that Wilson was meant to take it, but Isak put his hand up saying he wants to take it because he was in the Golden Boot race. That match happened before Haaland scored 4.
Before Haaland ruined it, yeah.
So now that may not be the case and Wilson might take pens. So then Isak without pens and Gordon not playing on the left but on the right, where when he cuts in, he can cross with his right foot, not shoot or not as well. It's the same Garnacho situation. It's not the same goal threat. So Yeah, it does actually weaken both of them, but it makes Wilson an option if somebody wanted to go there as a third player. But then who are you sacrificing? It's Jackson, maybe, right?
Yeah,
Because.
I guess recent wildcarders probably aren't going to go there because it's the only position we've not had any
Injuries.
injuries. Yeah, the only scenario I could think of is someone like, I'm just thinking of Andy again. He's got Morris, for example. So if you could, say you have Morris and you could go for Wilson or you could go for Pedro as your third because you're already tripled up on Chelsea, which would you go for there?
I still go for Pedro.
Because you're getting the guaranteed minute. Well, can you even say that with Pedro? Probably.
Reasonably.
Yeah.
Reasonably. Actually, no. If Wilson is fully fit, like if there's no issue, like it was just a silly rumor, then maybe Wilson. Now you're tempting me. But then that assumes that you don't have a free transfer to change a defender, because I think Burn is also a good choice. So.
It's a hard pick, but to be honest, that's a lot more exciting than the defenders we've been talking about. Like, it's a genuinely exciting one, and
It's an
maybe,
exciting pick.
yeah. I think if you've got the money, or I think if it was in that situation, I had the money, I'll just go Wilson, because it's harder for people to get there, which means lower ownership, which I think's only going to be a good thing this week because you're going to have very few players you can like genuinely cheer for.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But then look, I always remind people of game week 34. A lot of teams looked great. They had
Yep.
11 doublers. A lot of team had 11 doublers. Some teams with 11 or 10 doublers ended up with 80 points. And some teams with 11 doublers ended up with 150 points. Now, I'm not saying the variance would be that big this week, but that's with 11. Now you have 15 doublers. And you one team could have a Burn, one team could have a Livramento, somebody could have a Romero, somebody could have a. There's still enough differences here that even though you think the team is template, if you're lucky, if you're very lucky, then you could still make 20 points on the field. It's possible.
It's true. It's true. Because
Edison could save a penalty. Guardiola could get injured the first minute. Basically, there are variances within where we think, oh, it's similar. He has Guardiola, I have Edison, I have Maguire, or he has Onana, I have something else, a Brighton defender, all rubbish. Somebody could go mad. Your Porro could score when somebody else has Van de Ven. You get my point.
no, I
And so
do.
Wilson is in the same category where Wilson instead of Jackson could be huge, like if you're lucky.
And it can be the things I know we put all the defenders down in this episode, but I guess in 34 what happened was Everton kept two clean sheets. So you had the Pickford swing over Neto, for example, was what 18 points from memory, something ridiculous like that. So I do think we will be a little more aligned as in most people because I do think there were just random keepers all over the place in that 34. But anyway, let's not mention that week again.
But that the four midfielders I mentioned, two could score 20 points and two could blank twice. We don't know which one.
No.
And that's where the variation will come. But that's what I mean. Like, people don't need to force differences. Like, I think you and I are both 30-ish something K. I don't know if our ranks are short today.
25 and 32, but it's
Okay.
very close in points, so.
So, but what I mean is we are probably, what, 25 to 30 points behind top 10K. I'm
Yep.
not going to do any transfer that, like, I'm not going to do Trippier if I don't think he's going to start both games because I'm hoping for a haul. I'll just hope to get lucky in my other picks,
Yeah,
no matter how tempting.
I think people are playing so well this year. Like you say, it's about 25 points for us. I think it's going to be almost impossible. I actually think if we wanted to really go for it, and I'm not going to, I think it would have to be like Richarlison captain and then pray because you're looking at almost pure EO. But then if Haaland does anything, it's over.
I mean, let's talk captaincy before we
Yeah.
go to our teams,
Yeah.
because I think Isak was the one I was most tempted by because I felt penalties, minutes, and if Wilson was out, I was very close. I even messaged our wire guys that I'm very, very seriously looking at Isak. But you're look going again. You're to do well, you have to have Haaland do very poorly, because if Haaland scores a couple of goals, then if Isak scores a hat trick, you've made like 4 points and you've taken so much risk. Whereas the other scenario where Isak scores one goal and Haaland scores five is also possible, maybe even more possible. So you've just I it's just not a symmetrical risk for me. So I had to have something very good. This is why I also don't love Foden and De Bruyne as captain options, because what are you really predicting? That City score five goals and Foden scores a hat trick, but Haaland blanks? Because if City score five goals, Haaland scores a hat trick, Foden scores a brace, then it's equal. Like, you haven't actually made anything by Foden captain.
No, that's a
So
good point. It's a
You're
good point.
basically hoping City to do badly or Haaland to do badly or score only a couple of goals, 2-1-0 wins, and Newcastle to score 3-0, 4-0 in the two games or 3-1, 4-1. That scenario is more possible.
I do agree. There was only one thing this week that made me think. So it sounds a bit silly, but Haaland scored four goals, and then you look at the points he got, and because he's a striker, it was only, inverted commas, 21 points.
21, yeah.
Whereas, if a midfielder did that, it's going to far, far eclipse it.
Harman did that, didn't he? Four as well.
Yeah,
What did he get? 28?
he got 28. Yeah, so
Yeah.
I guess 7 points more for doing the same thing. I don't know that, but yeah, I think you are right. I was just thinking if I was going to do it, it would be a midfielder. So I know you talked about it with Isak, but I mean, like you said, he probably isn't on penalties if Wilson is fit as well. And is there a part of it that's because you support Man United as well? As in, like the reverse bias, you're nodding. So
Yeah, the pain
yeah.
is easier when you go against your team in FPL. So I think I've settled on it's tough to go against Haaland. I understand if people want Son was a good option, but Son is playing Man City and we don't know how they play. I mean, in that game. So between Son and Isak, now with Wilson fit, I think it's dead in the water. So I'm gonna stick to Haaland
Yeah,
captain.
so much relies on with Son and Richarlison that Burnley game. And I do think back to, obviously, I can't remember what game week it was, like game week four or something, when they destroyed Burnley. And I know it was very, very early in the season. Burnley were naive back then. Maybe, I mean, to be honest, they probably still are naive.
But then home
But
to Sheffield United, we all captained Son and they did nothing.
very true. Yeah, very true. It's tricky. I think I'm like you. I think I've just relaxed into the idea of Haaland. I've thought about other players, and the only argument I could come up with was EO, which was the Richarlison EO idea, which was just like thinking, if he does anything, but then you think about what Haaland can do, and it's just the whole argument falls down. It's pure gambling. And if someone's thinking of it, I don't want to talk him out of it, but I saw what happened to Sertab this week, where he accidentally captained Palmer and he dropped from like 5K to 30K. Luckily, he got Haaland off the bench, so he then shot back up. But
That Bruno no-show was so bad for my rank, so bad. I mean, not for my rank actually, for my morale. Like seeing everybody get so the Jackson points, the Richarlison points. But okay, we're not gonna complain anymore. Let's go to our team.
I promise it was the first jam I've got off the bench all season. I can
Not
show
you,
proof. I
come
can
on.
show
I'm rooting for
proof.
you,
I know.
always.
Thank you. Okay, so I've gone to your team first.
All right, so we're gonna have to read out 15 this week. So
Yeah.
Petrovic and Edison. And then the defense, which is shambles, double Arsenal defense, and Porro, who are fit, then Maguire and Cher, who need to be dealt with, then Palmer, Gordon, Son, Foden, and Bruno in midfield, and Haaland, Isak, and Jackson. Have I sent you the screenshot with Isak captain?
Yes, actually. I hadn't actually
Okay.
noticed. Yes.
I
It's
changed
locked
it,
in.
and
I
no, it's
didn't
Haaland
even know
captain.
you sent it earlier. I thought I was working, so I didn't really digest what I'd seen.
Because it looks similar, it's the same. I've seen it.
Yeah.
So, two scenarios. This is why I'm not worried about this week. I'll just wait. If Bruno is fit, if I think Bruno is fit, then Cher and Maguire to Romero and Burn, because that gives me money to do Bruno to Saka, or Gordon to Havertz in game week 38. So either way, because the other will be benched. Like I'll probably bench Gordon if I do Bruno to Saka. So that would be my plan for that scenario. If Bruno is out, then I've got three injuries, so I will need to take a hit, even though I promised myself there will be no more hits after game week 31, but here we are. Then it'll be Richarlison. It'll be. I can even do Trippier, but I probably won't. It could be Burn. And third one will have to be someone like Tarkowski or Dunk. So I'll have to think about that. Probably just go for Tarkowski because Dunk, I don't know. I don't expect even a single clean sheet. So. That would be the move. Again, that would give me enough money to do Gordon. Of course, if I don't do Trippier, but if I did the others, it would give me enough money to do Gordon to Saka. And it's not that I have to get Saka next week, but that's my threshold for solving that I have the option to get Saka next week. I can get Havertz, I can do something else, but at least I want to leave that much money behind.
You can afford up to Saka, which is
Correct.
basically everyone you want, apart from obviously Mo.
Correct.
I like it. I mean, even if you have to do the hit, let's say Bruno is out, I mean, and you have to do the hit, I think you're bringing in three good players. Well, two players and Tarkowski. But even then, I don't mind. I don't mind that. Like you say, he's got the aerial threat. It's
Yeah.
a good fixture,
He's
and
not
it's
going to
bench
score clean
boost.
sheet. Everton have been. I'm so pissed with Everton this year. Every time I've owned them, they do nothing, and on free hit, they go and get double clean sheet. So he's not going to do anything, but it's okay. I'll get him anyway.
Do you know what? I was going to go through, and I don't want to put you off, Everton, but I've targeted Sheffield United so often with defenders. I remember get buying Ruben Dias in game week 2 or 3, and I honestly think Sheffield United have wiped out double digit clean sheets for me. And I think if people watch it do this as well, I think they'd realize. But it can't put us off. That's just variance, isn't it?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Yep, that's me.
Cool. I think that seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's why I've not been worried. And obviously, for people, remember City is the first kickoff. So, if you can, just wait till Saturday, because you never know. You just never know. Guardiola, if he's not starting, if Edison is not starting, opens up different things.
If Foden wasn't starting, would you just keep him?
I think so, because I need him for the other weeks as well. But if Edison isn't starting, and if Bruno's fit, then I might take that hit and get Guardiola instead. So I there are scenarios in which I might do something if Edison isn't starting, but I'm not going to take a -8. But if it isn't starting, I might panic. But I'm waiting, and I'm hoping all my guys start.
I think I agree with that. I think with Foden, you could just be like, oh, he might come off the bench and he's still got the Spurs game and you'll have him for 38. And it seems unlikely he'll be benched anyway. Yeah, but yeah, if Edison was benched for any reason, that seems like you need to take action because
Exactly.
he could then miss both games. He's not going to cameo.
Correct.
So yeah, I think our flow charts align there, to be honest. And Haaland, I'll just switch. If he was benched, I'd just switch the captain.
Switch cap,
yeah,
exactly.
and to keep him in. So but yeah, I've got my team on the screen. I'm a bit more snookered than you, but so I'll read the 15 out. I've got Edison, Gabriel, Porro and Burn, Son, Palmer, Richarlison, Foden, Jackson, Isak, Haaland captain. On the bench boost, I've got Petrovic, White, Bruno Fernandes and Maguire. Now, I've only got one free transfer because my defenders were so bad last week. I had to do share to White, which, to be honest, paid off, 6 points.
It worked
So,
well, yeah. I wish I did share to Saliba. I could have done it last week.
yeah, I guess you had less reason to, and then just got incredibly unlucky because Maguire. I mean, I know what happened with the result, but part of the result being so bad was Maguire and Bruno being
For
out.
me,
But
Burn and Maguire were the same, like similar. I expected both teams to concede. But yeah, anyway, enough about me. So
yeah,
yeah.
sorry, I keep bringing that game up, but. Yeah, so what I'm looking at doing, one free transfer. So Maguire, I've got nothing in the bank. So Maguire to Livramento or Hull or Webster were the options I was looking at. So let's say Bruno's fit. I'm just going to do Maguire to Livramento. Livramento as the 15th man. I'm happy with that. If Fernandes is out, I'm probably going to have to do Fernandes or look at Fernandes to Gordon. The problem with that is then I can't do Maguire to Livramento. So then I'm doing a hit to do Maguire to someone I don't want. And then it's almost, I'm going to do the hit because it's bench boost, it's fun. But I actually think I'll be at the point where, because it's game week 38 next week, where some managers might actually consider just bench boosting with an injured Maguire on the bench and not doing the hit and think that you're not going to gain the 4 points back with the defenders we have on offer.
It's very true. There's not many defenders that will get you those points back.
No. And I mean, Saliba would kind of make sense, but then, like I said earlier, I've got a bench headache in 38 where I might have to play four defenders, and I'm blocked from all those week 38 punts. I wouldn't be able to go for Saka, Havertz. I'd have to look at like Luis Diaz or something. So another option is I could do Bruno Fernandes to Pascal Gross, and then do Maguire to Livramento, and then I'm kind of differentiating because I've not got Gordon, although it's obviously not been the best idea to go without Gordon.
I like the Webster plus Gordon. I think Gordon is worth it. I mean, they're two attacking fixtures. I'm not too hot on him. Like, if I had no injuries, I would have probably thought of either Bruno to Richarlison or Gordon to Richarlison. So I don't think he's essential. But he's just, Newcastle are scoring a lot of goals. He's been involved. I think it's worth it. And there's a home game in there.
He's the obvious one. I think I'll just be waving the white flag for going for a top 10K, wouldn't I? Because I'd literally be doing a hit
It's true.
to not. I mean, it would. I don't want to say I'm going to guarantee a green arrow, but it would mean my bench boost is you know, more effective. Because I could bench boost, have a great bench boost, but Gordon scores four goals across two games and dead in the water, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Chris Richards is another one. I got him game week 34. Scored an 11-pointer last week from Crystal Palace. If you wanted to get a single game weaker, 3.9.
It could be a shout, actually. Maybe I just need to have a bit of fun with it. Maybe looking at Webster and stuff's not fun. It's kind of the same as when I went for a Maguire.
There's not many. Because you know why I know this price bracket very well? Because if Bruno's fit, I can do I can do Cher and Maguire to Trippier and 4.2. So I've been looking at 4.2 as well. If Trippier is completely fit, then, you know, I can just do those two defenders too. And then Bruno can become Havertz next week. So I am looking at that option. I don't know if I'm priced out tonight. I won't even bother checking the price changes. This is why I talked to Instinctive in DMs, and that's when he told me about the thread. And this is why I was thinking about Webster.
Okay. Well, I've still got lots more to think about, I guess, over the next couple of days then. But it's not that thrilling, is it? But we could get lucky. So it could be an important decision.
Exactly. It's all over in 12 days. But yeah, now it's been a good chat, longer than we thought.
Yeah.
But, game week of the season, right? In terms of our players on the pitch.
Yeah, it's massive. It's massive. And we waited for this moment. So let's try and enjoy it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, good luck.
All right. Good luck to you. Yeah. I think we will be back next week. And next week is a Sunday deadline. So yeah, Thursday will still work. So hopefully same time next week. We'll be recorded, so Friday morning for you.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. In our new slot. Exactly. Until we sort out the tech. But yeah, don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next week.
See you.